that axle, and drop it down. And they go by for me at that rail. You see two little torches standing there. Look just like two matches burning. And when he get just that close to it, you hear it shoot like a pistol.
But now, is that the two torches to dress it?
When it go through them two torches, just like that, they be on cutting, you think a saw cut.
Cut it to length?
The length, cut that ends off of them. That rail, that axle, you'd be, if it wasn't hot, you could rub your hand on it, wouldn't get a scar.
When they put the axle and the wheel together in the truck.
No, we don't do that.
You ain't never done that.
No, we take the axle. See, when the axle is made, it go through a surveyor. It got two torches standing up there. Look just like matches burning. That's all you look to you. No quicker than that axle get just that close to them torches. You hear some pow! And then it go right straight through them, and if it wasn't blood red, you could take your hand and rub them like that and wouldn't get a scratch on them.
Is a bearing on the end of the axle? Is it on the wheel?
See, it cuts it off to the length. See, the length of the axle. See, but them torches do the cutting. But you don't quicken the axle go through, he'd go right back down.
Is the axle made by those rollers like the rails made?
No. That's a machine gets that piece on and catch it on in just like that. And that shit, they got two of them hammers bringing it there just like that.
Drop for
it. They're backing all the way, they taking it back.
Used
to be day and time you used to do it in there. Before they put that new one in there, you'd be doing one of these numbers.
How big is a piece of steel they start with on the axle?
About 9 by 9.
Same thing.
9 by 9.
Well, how much does the axle weigh then?
Oh, I guess it ought to weigh about I don't know, but whatever the weight that you hit there. They say 9 inches of it.
So they start with a 9 by 9 and they hammering it out.
Be just like that, the axle under that train now, all it like them being done, the bearings and all on it.
When they hammer down that 9 by 9, how long is the whole piece?
See, that's the trouble. See, when they get to the hit length, they got a measurement. What it's supposed to be. There's no passing, no nothing. There's just no guessing. You don't have to measure. Let my torture go measure.
So you make it longer, the axle is made longer than what you really need.
It cuts off the end of it. Well, it looks like a sawdust. I'm talking about torture. And there's no man handling them neither.
I sure
do. You believe they can make iron in 4 to 5 minutes?
Do what?
Do you believe they can make iron in 4 to 5 minutes?
I wouldn't have thought so.
Well, it can be done.
They can do it.
It's done. 4 to 5 minutes.
Now, what do they start with when you say that?
When it did come in, coal, cinder, rock, and all. Within 4 to 5 minutes, that machine, that furnace cast and cast iron.
I was
going to
say cast iron.
It takes 2 minutes to steal it.
Now, is that when they pour it? Is that cast iron?
That's right.
When they pour?
It's full. It's ready to cast. In 30, 4 to 5 more minutes, the other fellow cast it on the way.
What makes iron steel?
The ingredients you put in it. A lot of ingredients go in steel. You wouldn't believe it.
So when they pour it,
name it all.
When they pour it, they pour it in these 9 by 9?
No. They pour it in a machine and a thing they make called a mold. It's about that thick and it's 12 foot high. And it weighs about 9 tons. It's got ears on the side. The crane picks them up and they call a stool that sits down on them. See, it's about that thick. Just the big around that deal. When it come out of that stoop, when they strip it, there's a big slug of iron, I guess it's 14 by 20, more than 14. There's a 36 inches in diameter inside. One way, and 42 this way. That's a hunk of iron, 11 foot high.
Now, how do they get from there to 9 by 9?
Cut it down. You got a machine to go through them rollers. Take that roller there and hit it 2-3 licks. to come back, and you wouldn't be believing it wouldn't be that wide. Man, you wouldn't believe what you could see.
I enjoy
10 minute time, and you wouldn't believe that big a piece of iron could come that little.
I enjoy hearing you talk.
I enjoy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But is that true? You wouldn't believe a bigger piece of iron that could be so little in a few minutes. Make four passes on it, it'd be just like that. You don't believe that, do you?
Oh, I believe it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I believe it. Yeah.
I wish I could show you. It's amazing.
I wouldn't have guessed if you wouldn't have told me.
Yeah, they're, see, they're going through some roads. They don't roll about that thing. And that's good. Go right through them. When it goes through them, it squeezes down.
He'll be
on the and when they make it, he come back. He hit it again. He flip it over.
He's got it out like
he mash it this way. And when he gets through, he'll be just about that thick. About 4.4 feet.